Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go!
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
Featuring T-Hack and Aaron.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey! Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We want to talk about Craigslist stories. Craigslist craziness is what we call this.
Mm-hmm.
It does, just like when we do Uber, it doesn't have to actually be Uber. It's
no,
like,
now there's like Facebook Marketplace.
Do you think it's as shady as Craigslist?
Because
Craigslist is basically written like a Boolean bulletin board. Like Craigslist used to be in like a weird font and like you'd get viruses when you'd go there.
Yeah. Don't even try to add a picture to your post.
Oh, back in the beginning.
Reformats the world.
Wait, really?
Craigslist was literally a bulletin board thing.
Oh, wow.
And it was hard to find and like you'd have to like, you have to know the whole thing. It's like, .org/Denver like user, like there was, it was hard, but like once you got on, but that's when you could get, I didn't do this, but there were hookers on there.
Oh yeah.
There was drugs on there. It was just Craigslist was like the wild, wild west.
Yeah. Just a lot of code everywhere. Just code saying, yeah. I remember checking it out. I remember I had a buddy who was named Craig, and I thought he was somehow involved with it when we were in like fourth grade, and I remember being on there and just not understanding anything, any of the listings.
Have you guys bought anything from Craigslist?
No.
I would search for shoes now and then, but I never actually...
Let me just ask you, bud.
Yeah.
A pair, mint condition, Travis Scott for an unbelievably low price. Meet me in Commerce City at the Walmart at like 64th and Dahlia or whatever. You going?
At the public place, I was.
You're
insane. The fact that you said
apartment.
It's at a Walmart?
Yeah,
I'm in.
No, it's Commerce City.
Worst case.
These are my people. No. You don't go there.
No, worst case, I'll just go into Walmart. That's what I wanted to do anyways.
You're going to roll in 300 heavy into a Walmart parking lot in Commerce City. It's a terrible idea. Most of the time, it's the deals that are too good to be true. It's at their house. They're like, no.
Yeah, you avoid that.
But they're like, when I bought the Legos for my son, they were like, we're disabled. We can't really leave the house. Like, we can't meet you somewhere public. Because a lot of people were like having you meet at the cop shop. And I think the police were like, hey, no.
Yeah, I have done that when I've sold some stuff before.
You met at a police station?
Yeah, I got some tickets. It's such a long story.
You can't trade tickets. The cops are right there.
I ended up with tickets to like a race car event, some sort of, not NASCAR, but like something like that, a lesser version of that. And I didn't want them. I was trying to just flip them. And the guy was being weird and made me meet at a police station. I'm like, okay, whatever. I mean,
and you did?
I did, yeah.
And you got money, but did you raise the price? Or did you sell them a face? Because I feel like you're committing a crime if you're raising the price and you're doing it right at the cop shop. Why would you do that? That seems like a bad idea.
Yeah, actually, none of that happened. Now that I think about it, that's weird.
Just a dream.
Yeah. Yeah. I never thought, yeah, none of that. Mm-mm.
Okay, well, in my case, like, I got to the Lego house, and they were like, come on in. One, they answered the door, so I'm like, you're not invalid, you liars.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I walked in, they're like, well, they're in the back.
Of course.
And I'm like, and I'm just like, I'm committed. My
and it
son,
was just you.
It was just me, yeah.
Oh,
I'm not, what are you gonna, I'm going to bring my son?
No, bring Chad, bring...
No, it was just like a random, like, yeah, he was so like into Legos. Guy. And I was like, I wasn't buying like a Lego set. They were like, we have like, the ad was like 100 pounds of Legos.
That's code that's, for something.
But then like they had a picture, and in the picture you could see all the Legos, and you could see guys in there. All he wanted was guys. So I'd go out and buy a $70 set. Of like Millennium Falcon or like
and only
Millennium
get two guys.
Yeah, he'd get the guy, he'd play with the guys and then just leave the set. And I'm like, well, I'm done buying this. So yeah. I Craigslist it, and then it was like, they're in the bathtub in the back, and you're like, yeah.
They might still be a little sticky.
They are. And I took a bath with the feller while we were bagging him up. Yeah. But we scooped
Heck
them all
of a
in.
Deal, though.
Yeah, I scooped him into a bag and handed him the cash and left.
Okay.
But you don't barter at that point. When you're in somebody's bathtub. You're going to go, would you take 40? You're like,
no, take the money, I'm out.
Right, you just give them the money and don't even take the Legos.
Yeah,
you're like,
yeah,
bye.
Gone.
I'll do 45 in a bath with me. That's final offer.
Well, the reason we got into this is, I don't know who found these, but it's like weird Craigslist. What we want is like your weird Craigslist. Did you buy something weird, or was it a weird transaction? But somebody put an ad up for a drunk adult clown. They're basically saying you don't have to know any clown tricks.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
You just got to be able to drink your face off
and just hang out.
But be dressed as a clown. They're like, we're going out. It's my 30th birthday, and I want to go bar hopping with a drunk clown.
Yeah, which I like. I like where their heads are at. It's a fun, innovative idea, I guess, but also like it's just a random person now added to your group.
It's a Craigslist random person.
Exactly.
Who's
so? Isn't that that's a risk?
High risk.
That's a risk.
All right. So if you've done
clown
some
in
weird,
general's a risk.
Creepy Craigslist craziness, we want to hear what it was. 303-222-5423 or text in at 510-59. What else you got? The Keurig one is the one that
it's
I remember
disgusting.
This story.
What was it?
Someone bought. Yeah. They like met up to purchase a Keurig and
just buy. You don't buy.
You just buy a new one. They make mini ones now that are pretty cheap. You like just get that. But anyways,
I don't know how much you're saving on a used Keurig that you're
not enough. Not enough for this.
What? What happened?
They got it home, put it on the counter and a bunch.
They would make coffee and then there'd be like extra
like crumbs
in the coffee, like it wasn't like the grounds of the K-cup weren't right, and you're like, but
what
I just
this?
Bought this
yeah.
K-cup mm-hmm. from the store, so it can't be the K-cup, but it's there's little like flecks
pieces
in the coffee.
Mm.
The Keurig was infested with cockroaches.
So eventually the cockroaches, it had a nest.
It had a nest, yeah.
Oh no.
And so some of the cockroaches would come filtering through into their coffee, and then eventually they came out and just infested their kitchen.
How could you not clean it more? How could you not?
I don't know why you wouldn't do like a hard clean, like take it apart, descale it.
Yeah, throw it in the bath.
With your Legos and your new friend, the clown.
Wait, I'm kind of into this now.
All right, well, if you want to take a bath with Aaron and Legos... Yeah. We want to hear
your taking offers.
Craigslist craziness. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're talking about Craigslist craziness. Weird on dealing thing. Yeah, whatever. Mm. Wendy?
Yay.
Craigslist craziness. What do you got?
So my daughter, it was Facebook Marketplace, and she was getting a new apartment. Had wanted this pink couch, saw it on the listing, thought it was amazing, got the address to go pick it up, had already deposited the money, given them like $200-$300. She got there. The couch never existed. The people listing it didn't exist. and they had no clue what she was talking about. And she was like one of many people that showed up at this address in Montbello.
Oh, no.
Looking for a couch.
Why would you give them money? She like Venmo'd it?
But yeah, she Venmo'd, Zelled it, something, but she was like getting her first apartment, wanted to do it all herself.
Oh, honey.
Yeah.
At some point, that couple at that house is like, we should start selling couches. People are coming here.
It seems like a booming industry. We just need.
Yeah.
Oh, so did you bail her out?
Well, we ended up hosting and had some family friends that were getting rid of couches that kind of pitched in and gave it to her for free based on the hard lesson she learned.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, but at least she didn't have to get in a bathtub. Thank you, Wendy.
A similar thing happened to me. I remember when I was in college, because you have to rent an apartment for a year, but you're only there for, like, you're not there in the summer. So then everyone tries to sublet their apartments.
Yeah, yeah.
So we were trying to sublet ours, and I had posted it on Craigslist or whatever at the time.
Okay.
And somebody had reached out and said, like, I want it, and I'll send you the money, and I'll even send you more than what it's what the rent is, but you just need to take the check and go to the bank and do
the whole kiting thing, and give them the change back.
Exactly. And I'm like, this is great. I'm selling the I like Googled it, and then they had reached out to my other buddies too. It was like the same person. It was like, we don't need to, what's going on? And we,
why are you
luckily,
getting multiple?
Yeah. But it was like, they sent, I think they actually sent the check. Like, I got a...
Yeah, because it's not a real check.
Yeah.
But your bank will let you pull some money out, and you give it to this person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's kind of the opposite of, they were trying to get the money for me just to live in my apartment.
I can see you falling for that, though. Brad?
Yay.
Yay. Craigslist craziness. What happened to you?
Yeah, so my wife and I were selling a mattress.
Hold on. Can I just say this? Why?
It always feels weird.
Well, she moved into my apartment back when we were dating, and she had just bought a bed. So we didn't have room for two mattresses, so we're selling hers.
But it was fairly new. It wasn't like...
It was. Mm. Yeah, it was maybe a couple weeks old.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, I can get a lot of damage done in 2 weeks.
No, I don't want to hear it.
I'm rolling in with a blacklight if I'm buying a Craigslist mattress. Okay, so what happened?
This lady shows up at our apartment, and... She smelled horrible, but we had to let her in because the mattress was just on the floor. And she came into our apartment, and she laid in the bed for about an hour and a half, awkwardly silent, and before she decided to buy it.
What?
A test now.
You let her sleep test it?
Yeah, it's a test now.
What?
My wife and I just stood there silent, just kind of watching her, and about an hour and a half went by, and she finally said, I'll take it.
She just literally, like,
some
nobody
great dreams
for 90 minutes. You just let her lay there. That's...
Yeah, didn't say a word. We took $50 off the price just to get her out of there.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
It's time for our new favorite part of the show. It's news or nope?
News or nope.
I would suggest that we get a theme song for this, but because Aaron's dragging ass.
I am so tired of you. You are my 12th reason right now.
How do we bump that up a bit? Okay, I'm sorry. So it's news or nope. Headlines of the day.
Mm-hmm.
If you're living under a rock and you have no idea what's going on, Tiak and Aaron will give you the pertinent headlines of the day.
The really important stuff that you need to know.
Yes.
Yeah.
I will decide if it's worth you hearing more than their tease or the headline. Hence, news or nope.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
News or nope!
I don't remember who went first last time.
I just decide randomly.
Oh.
And
oh, okay.
Actually, I think Tiak went first last time. But since you were just a total B to me, I'm going to let Tiago go first again today.
Okay. It's almost the holiday season, which means if you're looking for a side hustle, Target's set to hire 100,000 seasonal workers. I've always thought this would be a cool job. You see the seasonal. I remember they were doing it at the mall like when I grew up as a kid.
Nope. Here's the thing. I don't want to hear the story, but I do want to explore this with you.
Okay.
Can we? What's that called?
I gotta get something for that.
Is there a maybe in there? Because I don't care that they're hiring.
Maybe I forget the story.
It's like, is there a place you would go work?
Yonkers.
What is Yonkers?
It's like a department store that we had in our town. It's like a JCPenney's. JCPenney was on one end. Yonkers was on the other.
You would want to go work there, yeah, or you did?
Did they have a Santa? Like, was it that holiday kind of thing?
No, the Santa was in the mall, but this okay. in the department store. I always thought it'd be cool because you just like wrap the presents, and I'm sure there's more to it. But
hold up,
I always thought also what?
Are you trying to pretend you can wrap presents?
Well, that's where it would be nice because you learn how to do it.
Yeah,
like, no, perfectly.
You get trained.
I think
on
you
the
either
job
have
training.
That or you don't.
You can be taught that.
No,
for sure.
I don't think so. I don't think it's a learnable skill.
Okay. The people at what's like the really fancy one in, I don't know, there's one in Cherry Creek.
You just keep pointing random directions. Why don't you just say
Park
the name
Meadows.
Instead?
I don't know what it is.
Cherry Creek?
Or Park Meadows.
Are you talking about Nordstrom?
Yeah. They have it there, and they have like the ribbons and all of it, and they could teach you.
Yeah. Yonkers is like a Nordstrom, okay. I would say. Yeah.
I doubt very seriously.
A store called Yonkers.
It's just the highest thing that Iowa people can afford, but it's
it
nothing
is.
Like.
It's not
like.
Text in, Yonkers like, people, where
no,
you at?
51059. Just greater than or less than symbol right now. Is Yonkers or equals? Is Yonkers greater than Nordstrom? Doubtful.
Oh, wait, hold on.
Is it equal to Nordstrom? Also doubtful.
That's
is
what
it
I said,
less
said it's
than?
Like Nordstrom.
The less than symbol is the one where the caret goes to the left.
It looks like an L. The
sort
less
of,
than one.
Sure, look, yes.
Yeah, that's how we were taught.
Like a collapsed L? My God, kind in of. Iowa, how did you... Do you have a diploma?
Let's move on.
No, okay. Well, I wasn't done.
Okay.
Aaron.
Yeah.
Where would you go to work? Like, I was asking more, like, I understand why you wanted to do that, to learn to wrap presents. But I was going like, right now, I'm putting you on the spot, TAC, but would you go work at a pot store so you get the discount? Would
no.
you go work at Home Depot?
No, I'd work at Nike for the discount.
Oh, duh, yeah.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
Yeah, for the discount.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I would maybe say like Lululemon.
God,
yeah.
I've never tried their men's stuff, but like Noah, when
my sister-in-law used to work there, and I would get a discount,
like a significant discount.
Yeah,
because Noah the other day he was like, "I need some more school clothes," and we were in Park Meadows, and he's like, he starts walking into Lulu, and I'm like, "Okay, buddy, we're going to Old Navy."
Yeah.
I am not paying
no
for him to have nicer clothes than me.
Yeah,
I don't even like to walk by the store. It's too nice.
It's way like, too nice.
I don't belong there.
It's sort of Travis Matthews too, or whatever.
Yeah,
that store seems intimidating to me.
Yeah, I don't understand the new brands. Like Travis Matthews to me seems
I
new.
Even heard of
like
it.
Lululemon seems kind of new. It's just like, hey, here's this new expensive brand, and I'm like, why is it expensive? And they're like, just shut up,
because
you know, like, don't ask questions.
All right, dude. You know what? This went in long enough. I'm giving you a point.
Thank you. Thank you.
News okay. or nope, Aaron.
Today is a really big day. It is National Cheeseburger Day, and it turns out that the best burger goes to Culver's.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to say this. I don't believe you.
What? Why not?
I will research, and I will find the story. Okay, this is news only because you're lying.
I did lie, but I got the point.
No.
You
point,
said it. You can't take
point
it back.
Removed.
No.
You can't do that.
Yeah.
No.
You've never
fake
said.
Fake news. Fake news. No.
It is actually National Cheeseburger Day, though.
Okay,
but
I believe
that. The story
that
I saw didn't have. It just had, like, the deals. So, like, I know Wendy's has a deal.
Really? Because the story that I had did have.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The ranking of the burgers. I'm going to find it. Yeah, can you find it?
Yeah, it says Culver's.
Okay, you guys are lying your faces off.
My receipt in my pocket says Culver's is the best burger.
Okay, maybe it doesn't have the actual
No, it was
rating.
Just, yeah, it was just the...
Can you look it up? Can somebody Google it right now and find out what the best cheese... Like, it's
according
not Culver's.
Who?
Well, here's the deal. Remember the other day we had the... I don't know if we talked about it on the air or just... an intervention with T-Hack off the air, but like there was the least healthy burgers out there.
Oh yeah.
And Five Guys was number one for worst least healthy burger and number one for least healthy fries,
which is surprising because they make such a big deal about their fries. It's like we're cut them fresh and everything.
They're
but
fresh,
then,
but maybe that's then they take on more oil or something.
It could be, yeah. Or they just give you so many that bag's always full of fries, and you're like, I got the small.
They give
I don't
you so much, like. When I go to my parents' house, I get burgers for me, Noah, Mia, and both my parents. And we get one large order of fry, and there's always fries left over.
Wow.
Yeah.
Five people around a trough of one large Five Guy fry.
Wow. So maybe it's a portion thing.
Yeah. Are you going anywhere today? I know this is Aaron's story, but are you doing anything to celebrate National Cheeseburger Day?
No, I didn't realize it was such a high holiday. Maybe Culver's? That would be it.
Lame.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't beat that. I wouldn't want to be unhealthy and go to Five Guys.
Here's the deal. I don't think I told this on the air either. I tried to go to Five Guys last week, and apparently they were part of one of those rolling power outages that Excel can't explain. So they charged my credit card like 15 times.
Yeah.
No. And it's three. You know how much three burgers is at Five Guys? Anybody want to take a stab at that?
Three burgers.
No. Three burgers and one fry.
I would say that's $54.
Did I show you my thing? Shut your mouth. Did you just really guess that?
Yeah.
It's $53.50.
Wow.
Okay.
Three burgers?
That seems like a lot.
That night, instead of getting that, then we went to McDonald's. You know how much that was?
Yeah, like 18 bucks.
21 bucks.
Yes. We know. We're way too close. We should have been off on that.
I'm embarrassed. Yeah.
Well, we're completely out of time. So this one, once again, ends in a tie. 1-1. We're off to Culver's.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Unhygienic thing about
it. Hold on!
Well, I don't. I'm curious.
The song was over.
Sorry.
Delta. I'm not flying Delta anymore. Because they're going to force their flight attendants to wear underwear. And that was the only reason I was flying the friendly skies. Because I was thinking, there's a chance that somebody's commando.
Really?
No, but it's like everybody's up in arms about this thing. That like,
I don't get it. Am I way off base? I don't. It's.
I don't pay attention enough to tell if someone is wearing
any. Thing. They're basically for women. They're basically insisting you wear a thong.
Oh, really?
Well, because they say you should be wearing underwear, but not like they shouldn't be visible. So,
okay.
If you have panty lines, they're visible, right? So if you're wearing a skirt, I don't know what is Delta's uniform. Is it, can you wear pants? I think you can wear,
I don't know.
All the flight attendants are allowed to kind of wear
now?
Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Is Delta one of the ones who wears like the ascot, the scarf around their neck?
They always feel a little more nice.
You know what I mean?
I fly Frontier, so I don't know.
Yeah.
There's no uniform.
They're like in a hoodie.
They're in Carhartts. Yeah. We might have to jump out and work on the plane. It's just, there are people up in arms because should you be allowed... Like at this job, is there a dress code here? Has anybody ever said anything to you?
No, I remember asking about it.
Really?
Uh-huh.
There's been days where I've been like, my shorts are short. I should get
sent home.
But
who would say something?
But no one did.
Like short, like your butt's hanging out?
I mean, thanks for not noticing. Yeah.
We don't require underwear here. I know that much.
I mean, for real? Here's the thing. Like, I don't know that anybody here, I'm not trying to be weird, but like, only one of us sexualizes somebody on the show, and that's T-Hack with me.
Yes. Yep.
Everyone else.
I know. I feel very left out.
It's weird. But
there's
like,
some days where I'm just like, please compliment my butt today, and you guys don't.
Wait, I would never look at your butt. Have you ever looked at Aaron's butt?
Yeah, I guess. Sure.
Yeah.
Oh my God. This was supposed to be an innocent flight attendant underwear break. And now we need HR.
Can you see
in
my
your
underwear?
I've looked at yours though too.
You looked at my butt?
Sure. Yeah.
Have a butt. I don't feel like I have a butt.
What do you mean?
This is why I can't get on any of the semi-glutides because they'd like butt. And I already don't have a butt.
You need implants.
I have kind of a flat butt, I feel like. Although, my God, this is so weird. Like, when I first started dating in high school and brought the girl around, and like my sister-in-laws met her, and I remember they were all like sitting somewhere, and like this was after high school, it was probably college or whatever. They're sitting around drinking wine coolers.
Mm-hmm.
That shows what decade it was.
Okay.
Bartles and James.
All right.
And they're like drinking them. And I walked up on the conversation and they were talking about my family's butt. And like they were going, God, don't you just love the Slacker family butt? And like everyone was, they were having this conversation.
Do you think they changed it to when you walked in and they weren't actually talking about it?
No, they didn't. There would have been no way they knew because I was like,
okay.
I kind of snuck up on them.
Hmm.
Well, and so, but like, I don't think I have one.
Stand
but,
up.
But they like it, maybe. They like that it's just but a nice think, it's just a nice man butt. It's
well,
just,
I think we not all had
you're
a
not quite
more,
juicy, but you're...
When we were younger, we all sort of helped my father build homes. Mm-hmm. And so we were much more...
You're squatting more?
Yeah. We were constantly like bending down, picking up a rack of shingles, bending down, like hammering in subfloor, like bending down, framing out, like pounding 2x4s. And now I'm just like...
You guys kind of, you were dressed kind of like the village people doing it, a little, had the legs out. I can see it.
Yeah, I was usually with the feathers and the whole... No, I was the cop.
Is there a construction worker?
Yeah.
Yes, yeah, but not construction worker like road construction. It's not like he doesn't look like a guy who builds houses. When you're building houses in Longmont, you're just wearing
shorts.
You're wearing a Frontier outfit. You're wearing Carhartts.
I think you're wearing cutoffs. Okay. Yep. I think you're looking hot.
So should we force flight attendants to wear underwear? Yes or no? That's and like is it a violation of their privacy? Is there a reason why a woman could not wear underwear?
I would say if you're wearing pants, do whatever. If you're wearing a skirt, probably best case scenario to wear underwear.
Well, a skirt, yeah.
But like
a short skirt, or you're wearing the shorts that Aaron rocks into. I get, okay.
I don't remember that day.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9. It's time for me to not be a narcissist and let's tackle somebody else's inner demons.
Okay, our favorite time of the week.
OPP, what's going on today?
We have the woman who cannot decide who she should be with.
What?
How do you choose? How do you choose?
Call us.
She came to us for help. So let's help her.
Julie?
Yay.
Yay.
Explain how you got this desperate.
Oh, boy. Well, I've been dating casually for a while now, you know, a little bit of apps, a little bit of, you know, in person.
Okay.
And, you know, just having fun. But recently, two of the guys, it's been getting more serious.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. And I feel like I'm kind of falling in love with both of them, and I can't decide which one to get rid of.
My God. When you put it that way, I feel like you're not falling in love with either one of them. What?
No, I'm kidding. They're both great in different ways, you know? Like, one of the guys, we've known each other since high school.
Okay.
So, you know, we have a lot of history. We've had a lot of flings.
Okay.
And the other guy, you know, he's more new, so there's more mystery and excitement about what the future could look like.
Are they sort of similar, or do you like different things? Because I find I have found at times in my life when I am juggling, I don't juggle the same type of
person. No, they're vastly different, and you want to just combine them into one being.
Correct.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So you've got a bad boy and a nerd back but whatever.
Yeah.
Nerd, yeah. Ball. Okay. So is that what you have? Is one of them like what? How would you describe them?
If I could combine them, it would be the perfect man.
But you can't.
No, unfortunately.
You could ask him, I guess, but I don't think it'll work.
You know, the guy from my past, like it's like a warm blanket. You know, he's safe and he's sweet and he's funny and we have a great time. Mm. And the new guy, you know, it's a little more fresh and hot and
risky.
You know,
is he a little more of a bad boy?
A little bit, and he's a little bit more in shape.
Okay. All right. It was already hitting close to home, and now it's really, you nailed it.
Yeah, no.
Because I've heard, like, what you were saying. He's nice. He's friendly. He's like
a
warm blanket.
Yeah.
And that's usually followed with, and I just don't feel that strongly about you. We should break up.
But at a certain age, you're the best bet. Like there's a point when you get past Aaron's age where it's less about like washing your clothes on his abdomen.
Yeah. And dirty clothes over here.
And more about resting your head on his abdomen.
Nice soft landing spot. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And it's where are you in that, Julie? Are you bad girl? What, like, I know you can't answer because you don't know, like, but like, do you think you're ready to settle? Because I don't know. It just feels to me like washboard guy isn't the guy you
never know.
You're not gonna, you can't
you
trust the washboard guy.
Yeah, you can.
No, you can't. I'm so happy you called, Julie. I want to have an intervention.
I showed you one picture of a dude, and you immediately were like, you got with that.
No, listen. And I want you to know,
yes.
I don't think you can marry a mustache guy.
Oh, I will absolutely.
I don't think they're trustworthy.
Ooh, yeah.
Mustache guys are Top Gun. They're here today, gone tomorrow.
Yeah.
They play football without shirts on the beach, but then the next week they're playing football on the beach with someone else.
Yeah.
I don't know
what they're doing with the mustache.
The guy from my past has a mustache.
Yeah,
okay.
Julie.
Yeah, but he's the warm blanket. Okay.
Well, I wonder, like, the one guy who's from your past, is that do we think that's good or bad? Are you clinging on to the past relationship and all those feelings and the history or whatever? Or is that good? It's like you've made it through all the ups and downs of life and there's still
a connection.
Something there, yeah.
Well, it's kind of cool that he's seen so many different versions of me and he still loves me.
That's what I
you
love.
Know, and kind of vice versa. You know, we were stupid when we were young and now we're hopefully a little less stupid.
Okay, let me get the phone number in here. 303-222-5423 or text in at 51059.
You can always take the other one to the gym too. The abs are not a deciding factor, just for the record.
But we won't go willingly. I mean,
no,
I assume.
But I mean, even washboard guy could eventually become not washboard. Like, to me, I'm such a superficial person, though. Because if I'm not attracted to you, you could be, what isn't there a show like Love is Blind or something?
Mm-hmm.
Where you get to know somebody without looking at them?
Yeah.
I would fall for everybody because I like whatever. But the second I saw him, I would not be able to hide my lack of attraction. I'd be like, ugh, sorry. And it's like, but we just had that. We talked for 7 hours last night. It's like, I know, but.
Yeah, but talking and having a connection, that's different than a romantic, you know, like, or having developing feelings for him.
So, well, I guess what I'm saying is I am very visual and I would choose washboard guy.
Just pick the hot one.
But I think that women are different than men and like think long game.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just like, what are you going to look like laying down?
Yeah.
not in a hammock next to me when we're 70.
Right.
So... Mm. I think there's other people who've been in your situation, like men and women get that like torn with it's past and not as good looking.
Honestly, and to find two dudes ready to settle, That's a feat in itself.
Yeah, and one of them's even hot.
Yeah.
Can you believe it?
Wow. Where did you meet them?
Yeah, none of us are hot. Dudes aren't hot.
I don't trust the hot guy.
You don't even know him.
I just don't trust hot guys in general.
I mean, I think he's a good guy. I think for me, it's kind of, I like that there's more to unfold with him, whereas like the guys from my past, I kind of feel like I know everything.
But that's also amazing. You could spend the rest.
Yeah.
There's no other shoe to drop. Like, hot guy might eventually be like, yeah, man, I had a good 6-year run there without heroin, but she called me back. Like, but you know everything about warm blanket. He's safe.
Yeah. Yeah.
Safe sometimes is the play.
Yeah. Take a chance on the chubby guy.
All you're concentrating on is one.
I'm defending him.
Okay. Julie, hang on. We're going to figure out which one. If you're falling in love with both, we'll get you close to one of them. Mm-hmm. Hang on.
I've seen, there's been a lot of people in my life who have gotten a divorce, right? And then they reconnect with somebody from a high school on Facebook, and then they end up married to that person.
100%.
And so should they have just gone with the high school love first, or did they need this time away to realize what they had? And she's kind of in this, like, should she skip the ab guy and just go with the what you know? Because it might end up that
the
way.
You're saying, you said it yourself.
I know I did.
Just then.
But it's not a settle if, like, you just know everything. It's just, there's something.
I don't think it's good to know everything about some. I want to learn something about you every single day.
You still can. You're going to learn a lot about washboard guy.
Okay. No. I'll be distracted just looking at
him. Washing your clothes. All right, Julie needs help deciding between two men, the familiar warm blanket and the smoking hot. Jesus, Aaron, can I finish? the smoking hot kind of mystery quantity dude. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're trying to help out Julie. And ultimately, I think what we're actually trying to do is talk TAC off of some weird ledge. Because, like, you took this OPP very personally.
Well, it hit how close to home, yeah.
Julie's basically got a high school friend / lover that she's kind of been on and off again with forever.
Mm-hmm.
Who's a little bit on the chubby side. Who's just, like, sort of just, she described him as a warm blanket.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Safe.
Yep.
Toasty.
Familiar. Yeah. All those things that.
Is that why you're here?
Heard him before, all right? What do you want?
And then she's got a hot guy. And she's like, will you guys help me decide between...
Who needs a hot guy? Gross.
Aaron's over here going...
Excuse me? Sorry.
I've got a roster. I've got a Pez dispenser. Wabop! Out comes a hot guy. Irina?
Yay!
Yay!
All right. So are you helping choose or what are you doing?
I say, you know, date them till you hate them because there's absolutely no reason to pick one right now. Keep dating them for a few more weeks. Within 2 to 3 weeks, someone will crack and then you'll be able to see their character flaws and their strengths. And washboard guy is not always going to be washboard guy. So just remember, I always go for the funny guy. So if a guy can make you laugh, and he can make
settle
you
down.
Hold on, Irina. TX is falling in love with you.
Yeah. Who needs abs?
Hold on. But if you're going to do what you're suggesting, you have to be above board with both. You can't just date them till you hate them. Like, then she's being...
Oh, like, secretly, like, without knowing.
Yeah, you
got
to say, hey, listen, I'm still playing the field till I hate one of you.
Yeah,
maybe you don't say it like that.
But that's what dating is. I'm dating other people. You don't have to say there's one more guy in the running. But, you know, I'm dating around. It's not exclusive. We're not in a committed relationship. But that's another way to kind of decide which one is most serious. Just say, you know, I am still dating. We're not committed. And see which guy really buckles and cracks. Like, oh, my gosh, I want you to myself. That's the guy you should go with.
Is this something you've tried? Like,
I mean, no, I mean, this is like normal relationship stuff. If you're dating two guys at the same time, and one of them is more serious about you and makes you laugh more and he's excited when you call him in the morning, then that's the guy you should go for.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Irina.
I'm taking notes.
Yeah, the key, date till you hate him, and then you have to break up with him once you hate him. I think a lot of people kind of, they date till they hate and then they stick.
They just cling.
Yeah, then they just hate each other.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
I've done that.
Oh, gosh.
I have divorces.
No, I know that, but that's so sad.
Yeah.
Tony?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got advice for Julie?
Yeah, so, you know, abs, those are made in the kitchen. And if you got a guy with, you know, a nice body but no brain, you're going to get bored real fast. Those abs will only keep you busy for so long. So
Aaron.
I say give the chubby guy a shot.
They're keeping me
put
busy.
Him on a good diet.
Oh, so you're saying, like, because one of the suggestions was to try to combine them into one guy, but then just take the traits you like from abs, like get warm blanket on.
Yeah, but it's going to be like a scratchy blanket if you had abs. Like, no one wants that.
Food.
Yeah. Okay. So you think she can kind of have her cake and eat it too if she just cleans up the blanket a little bit?
No cakes absolutely. If you want abs.
Full disclosure, I'm on my way to the gym right now. I have abs. I know what it takes to keep them.
Tony, what are you doing later?
Oh, my God, Aaron. Keep your ovaries off of him.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9. Right?
In radio, you can, though. Sorry. We're talking about drugs. Like, I talk about alcohol a lot on the show, mm-hmm. and I don't know that I'm ever going to not drink at all, but I'm thinking okay. about...
Taking
we're off
a break?
To a bad start.
Yeah.
No, I mean, lowering. I just find so much pleasure in the combination of great Italian food with a big-ass red, with great sushi, mm-hmm. with a Japanese beer, and some sake.
Mm-hmm. You have always said that you like the pairings, and that's why I think you don't... We tease you and stuff, but I don't think you actually have a problem. I should say that. Like, because you're not just drinking whatever to get the
yeah,
buzz.
I don't,
you
know, I
like,
don't have
you
a,
are pairing things. You are yeah. making decisions. Like, that's... It's a different thing,
there,
I think.
There was a movie with, like, Meg Ryan and the smoldering Andy Garcia. I think it's When a Man Loves a Woman. And that's always been my litmus test to go. And I'm sure... Actual alcoholics would say, Slacker, you're an idiot. You can be an alcoholic and not be this. But she was hiding crappy vodka bottles like in the hamper.
Mm.
So she could like pretend she was doing laundry and like take a swig.
Sure.
Like,
yeah.
That is a surefire sign. But when you're at
but
a sushi restaurant.
You can be a high functioning alcoholic and.
Correct.
Right.
Which mm-hmm. Tiek was letting me off the hook.
You're kind of close.
Okay, that's what, okay.
You're not so, really high functioning, just in general. Like, you're kind of scraping by.
Oh, see, he's got a point. I'm not high functioning.
Yeah,
I'm mildly functioning. Anyway, I like, and here's the deal. Facebook knows it. I think I may have said it out loud or something that I'm thinking about. Even like, take a month off of drinking. Or whatever. The problem is, there's always something we have to do. I know you guys are just going to roll your eyes, but it's like, oh, we have a concert or whatever. But like at that concert, we have clients come in and they all want to have a drink or a shot or whatever. And it's like, no, I can't. It's like, ugh, it's just lame mm-hmm. if I don't.
You can say no.
Can I?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you do have a reputation.
Yeah.
For being a drinker, and people want, especially at an event like that, people want to take it's, yeah, it is, it's a little different. I get it. Cause then you don't want to be like, well, Slacker said, Slacker refused to drink.
Right.
He was such a jerk.
Name a month you don't drink. I mean, that's why people do January, right? Because like you can maybe get by with it, but like February, there's Valentine's Day. Like you're going to go out and have a glass of, like whatever. March has like St. Patrick's Day, my birthday. April, have to celebrate Aaron's birthday. May, got to celebrate TX's birthday. June is just summer.
We're back at the alcoholism.
You guys are drinking for my birthday? I don't even drink.
Yeah, no, we don't invite you to.
Okay.
We're just like, yeah, he's still alive. Okay, so the point is this. If I give that up, I still like to like take the edge off at night.
Mm-hmm.
So what would I do instead? So I've been saying that out loud, and now my Facebook feed is all ED medication and like weed infused.
That doesn't take the edge off, I wouldn't say. Wouldn't classify it that way.
No, but we said that the other day. For some reason, yeah. mm-hmm. I'm in the ED, and it's like no matter how many times I click, I don't want these, the next day it's just a different brand.
He's in denial. Right. Send more.
Right. It's, oh my God. How about this brand versus, ugh. Have you guys tried any of the other things? Because now there's like, I'm getting ads from like mushroom and cannabis drinks.
See, yeah, I get all those ads too for like gummies and drinks, and it's always
gummies
so-
out of THC or gummies out of mushrooms.
Well,
gummies
that's the thing.
Of-
it's always so vague to me. I can't tell what's in it. I'm too afraid to click it too because I don't want to like
get
tell
more,
it that,
yeah.
oh, I'm interested in this and get more. But it's like, it, I don't know what's in it. And I remember, is it like Delta 9 maybe? I don't know. Like if stoners text in 51059, but there's like some version of cannabis that's not quite cannabis and it's not quite illegal. And they were kind of selling.
I can tell you what it is because I did click.
Oh, do you know? Okay, so you know what I'm talking about.
If they've derived the THC from hemp, it is one of those deltas.
Something.
I don't know what it is, but it's not illegal. Like, so there's the plant is like kind of the same species, but cannabis is one and hemp is another. And if you get the THC from cannabis, it's federally illegal, but if you get the THC from hemp, somehow it's not.
Okay, so I remember that was like a thing in Iowa where marijuana is completely illegal, but you could get these carts at some sketchy stores, had these, whatever.
This, like at the truck stops.
Yeah, like these compounds, and it's like, it is weed, but it's not weed, but it's legal, but it's, like, and I don't know if it's that, because that doesn't seem any better than
but then
cannabis,
how do they
if
do?
That's what you want. It seems like just a more chemically version. I don't know anything about it, but.
I'm not trying to get anybody in trouble, and I'm not trying to commit a federal crime here on a federally regulated radio station.
Of course
but
not.
But how could somebody sell a mushroom thing,
yeah,
which is
yes.
illegal? Right. Like, pot is legal in Colorado. It's not federally, but whatever. But, like, how do they sell that? Is it really mushrooms?
I don't know. I don't know. And they're so vague. They're like, you know, just enough for a little buzz, but if you drink a lot, it could get trippy or something like real vague.
So they're a funny tag.
Yeah, they're kind of like, well, so is this mushrooms? Is that what you're selling?
That's what I want to know. And like,
and
Aaron,
then how do you ship it? How like does
yeah,
someone
you're
have,
shipping
does
it,
someone
you're
have
having,
to sign for it?
Yes. Like, yeah. I don't want to stand there when the FedEx guy shows up.
And can I take it with my ED medication, or do I need?
Here's what I want to know: if anybody's tried it? You've tried one of the liquids, right, Keith?
Keith, yeah.
And it's good.
I like them.
And it's the same as now that you're back on off the whatever part of the wagon you're on. Is it similar to having a couple beers?
Yeah, I think so. Except it's more chill. I'm the type of person when I drink, I want to dance. I don't feel that way off Keeves.
Okay.
Okay. I don't know.
Well, just all this stuff. I don't know. Just getting a buzz in general. Because I'm such a dork. I've never smoked a cigarette. Cigarettes to me are just so like gross.
Oh,
they
yeah,
make
that's
me nauseous.
We were talking about it. Yeah.
Yeah, and I never understood because I've always heard like you get a buzz from a cigarette. So how are you allowed to do it at work and stuff? You could just take a break and go smoke a cigarette, get a buzz on, and then come back.
It's not a buzz, though. It's like a...
Buzz driving? You could drive?
No,
on,
but
you could smoke a cigarette
right
and be driving?
Aaron, have you smoked?
I've had one prime time, so no.
What the hell's a prime time?
It's a cigarette. It's like a cherry or a grape cigarette.
Oh, my God, like a Swisher's or something? Okay, you're disqualified. Have you taken any ED medication? The thing is, it's not like, have you ever smelled like smelling salts?
No, I have not.
It's there. If you,
I have so many drugs to catch up on.
No, I'm just saying it's that kind of buzz. It's not a buzz.
Okay.
It's like a, nah. Have you ever,
like
have you
a
ever
rush?
Had wasabi?
No.
No. It's not a drug.
Can somebody text in who's lived a life?
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I don't like talking about super serious stuff, but this is, yeah, this is serious.
Wow.
My daughter is really pitching me to not attend school for a while. She wants to learn from home.
Oh.
Which I, like, she goes back and forth between the houses. That's never going to work, I don't think.
Can you do that? Can you
I think
just
so.
Choose
I think
to
you
learn
can just,
from-
yeah, I think you can just pull your kid out of school.
But it would be like actually homeschooled, right? Not the school that she's in, just providing?
I don't know. So that's what the weird thing is. Okay, if you're part of 27J or Brighton Schools, you probably know about this. And I don't know if this is happening in other school districts, but right now, for the last couple of days, there have been varying threats at the schools that this whole district, I think, that my daughter goes to. Because the other day, there was like something happening at a Brighton High School, mm-hmm. where I think they evacuated. or they locked it down. She hasn't even done a lockdown drill yet. She doesn't know what to do in a lockdown. She's in a brand new school and they haven't
done
a lockdown yet.
That should be day one. Instead of going over the syllabus,
yes,
you need to go over what you do.
Where you go.
Yeah, because it's more likely that you will deal with a threat.
I hate that you're saying that, but
then,
yes,
you know, looking over when stuff is due.
Yeah, so she doesn't know where to run, where to hide, any of the things, because it's a brand new school to her. And there is apparently, I don't know how much I'm allowed to say or should say, but she was telling me on the way to school today, I drive her and one of her friends to school, they're saying that there is threats on social media that 11 students are planning on bringing in guns and doing wreaking havoc. 11 students.
That's a lot.
All at the same school or at various?
Yes.
Okay.
She said at her school specifically, that's the threat. I don't know that that's true. Here's the other thing. It is 2024, and I'm like, where'd you hear that? And she's like, my friend forwarded me a Snapchat. And I'm like, but then the other day, you and Aaron Tiak said you legitimately get your news from TikTok and Snapchat and Instagram.
Yeah, that's where you go search. Yeah.
Yeah, it's where I search certain things.
So then if you're worried about your school, do you go to, like, I don't know.
No, I wouldn't go to Twitter for that. No, I mean, or Snapchat. I mean, it seems, I mean, I'm out of touch, I guess, but that seems like that's, there were threats like when I was in school too, before all this
stuff.
Yeah, like word of mouth kind of things.
This is perfect. Then did you go to school? This is what I need to know.
Yeah.
You did.
Yeah.
Why? Like, let me ask you this. If there was a threat at Leo's school, would you take him?
If it's like this?
Yes.
Yeah.
You?
Yeah, it doesn't seem like a credible threat at all. It just seems like a rumor. It seems like kind of an email chain kind of thing.
Yeah, but
that
what
used
if,
to go around all the time. Like, if you don't forward this, you'll die. And I remember like being scared of those. And then it's like, oh, that's not
but
credible.
But what if it turns out to be true? That's all I'm asking. And that's why I don't want to do this for very long. But I'm like, if there's parents in that school district or any school district, would you take your kid? They're going, it's not credible. But like, then why are you talking about it at all? If it's not credible, why do we know about it?
It seems like the kids are talking about it. And so it's like the kids are telling
their
parents.
Are there any news stories about it? Can you find anything on the internet about it?
There's a couple of things. One article from 27J says, hold on. I want to make sure this is the right 27J.
I can't imagine.
Because it starts with sd27j.org.
School district.
Oh, I was like San Diego. I want to make sure.
Listen, I don't want to be this guy, and I don't want to drag this out.
We're good.
Yeah, I don't want to drag this out, but like I'm absolutely floored by your behavior. Like
what?
You have the ability to keep your son home and safe, and
I wouldn't want my son to be scared of something that it doesn't seem like there's a credible chance.
What if you're wrong,
statistically.
Dude?
I guess, yeah, but what if I crash my car on the way to work today? Like, things can always go wrong. Statistically, it's not a credible threat, and their school is saying it's not a credible threat. I mean, kids have done that forever, like called in bomb threats and stuff. That's always a thing. And then I think, don't you think the more you react in this way, the more it's going to just become like, oh, we probably can get out of school? Like, all we have to do is just tell our parents there's a credible threat. I mean, I don't want to seem insensitive because I have... can't imagine going through something
100%.
Like that. 100%. But statistically...
Well, and then she's doing what she should do. She's working me over. You know what I mean? She's texting me. She's like, people are leaving. Almost like everybody's leaving. Come pick me up. Like, you got it. This was all morning today. It's like, there's no reason for me to be here. I've already taken the only test I have to take today. So I'm just asking, Aaron, would you? I know you don't have kids, but like, if it was your nephew, would you...
I don't know. It depends on the age, I guess, because like now he's 4 and going to preschool. I would
not a lot of
nothing really bad happens there at that age. But I don't know. You never know.
If you never know, why do you even need a threat then? Why wouldn't you just keep her home?
Your
and
logic
homeschool or
is
just...
sound. I'm not saying you're not right. It just when it's your kid at the school, it feels different. Like, it's so easy for you to sit here and go, it's not credible, but it's like, If she's freaked, then I shouldn't take her. Or is she playing up the freaked so I won't take her?
Yeah, she's saying, come get me. So she's trying to bring you to the dangerous area. Like, she's not worried about it. She's, come on.
Okay, I just want a poll of parents, if that's all right.
Sure.
I'm just going to use the power of the radio station. Would you send your kid if there was a quote non-credible threat? I'm admitting that they're saying it's non-credible, but to me it's like there's a non-credible threat that somebody's gonna like.
Yeah, so real quick, the article says our police partners have said that the threats is not credible. There's no evidence that students or staff are in danger.
Then why would,
because they have to address it because parents are freaking out, I'm sure, because the kids are talking about it. And also now, especially even if it was more of a credible threat, now it's been blown up so much that there's extra attention on this school at this time.
Am I being a wuss?
Police are already involved. It's like,
there were like three cops at the school today, fully Kevlar'd up and whatever. That's great. But if there's 11 students with guns and three cops, I'm just doing that math. I'm not trying to be like the scare tactic guy. I don't want people to pull their kids out of 27J. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying, would this cause you pause or are you like T-Hec? Mm. Like, it's non-credible. You can just suspend your disbelief and go ahead and go to school and feel fine. Text in to 51059.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
I feel like I'm getting older. Like, I'm.
You have mentioned that. You've like really started paying attention to your body and your mind. And
yeah. And I'm feeling.
You're grumpy.
Yeah. I'm feeling, grumpy and old and out of. A little more out of touch than I used to be, definitely. But I want to know if it's me or hi, it's me. I'm the if anyone agrees with me on this or not. I
feel weird responding at all.
Why?
Because I think you guys think of me as a codger sometimes. Like, although I know listeners think I'm grumpy.
Listeners think that you are. Yes,
I'm not,
just
though,
all the time.
But like, here's what people don't understand. Off air, he's more grumpy than I am.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Like, T-Hec just walks around like, and you're like, what the, what?
I
don't know what happened to you.
I don't know. I haven't always been that way? Do you think it's recent or have I always?
It's definitely.
It's always been there, but maybe it was a little more suppressed and now you're.
But
comfortable?
So does that mean
showing it?
Yeah, is he more comfortable?
I don't know.
Or is it just getting worse?
Maybe both.
Yeah, am I really getting older and becoming a codger? Yeah.
I don't know what a codger is, but you're a coot. You're an old codger.
It's an elderly man, especially one who is old-fashioned or eccentric. Which
you're definitely not eccentric. You're just kind of a D.
That might be a little
far.
I thought you were kind of eccentric. That's what I was saying.
No, I'm not eccentric. Am I?
You like the finer things.
Yeah, but I don't think that's. I think eccentric is.
I need to look up the definition of.
Oh my god! You're listening to three people googling words. Now let's look up
unconventional and slightly strange.
I think eccentric is when you would go buy, like, just some ridiculous thing, like.
Yeah,
something that nobody needs. You're just like, oh, I have a.
I've always heard eccentric to me never seems like a compliment. They're always like, oh, you know, my aunt, she's eccentric. And that's like,
yeah,
oh, we get it. We get
it. You're trying to say back guano crazy without insulting.
Yeah, that's what
it
always feels like.
But I don't think it's bad. I think it's like, she's weird, but it's kind of a cool weird.
A fun weird?
Yeah.
Like, let's go to Vegas with
like
her.
Like a Miss Frizzle.
I don't know what that is.
Magic school bus.
Boy. Here it is.
You are a codger.
I honestly have no idea what you're saying.
You don't know what the Magic School Bus is?
No, what is that?
It was a cartoon and Miss Frizzle was the teacher and they would shrink down the bus and go on adventures.
Why would you shrink it down? Why can't you go on a bus as a full?
Because you get to go inside a person.
Go into your stomach and stuff. Yeah.
Okay. That's stupid. I'm just saying,
all right.
We had cool shows. Back in my day, we used to watch shows about a coyote chasing a bird, probably.
That's right, yeah. Well, maybe I'm more, maybe my grumpiness is more eccentric, but what's happened is I saw this thing on TikTok, and it was a young woman talking, and she said, if you're planning a wedding, here's the test to do to know if somebody should be invited or not invited.
Okay.
So here's what you do.
Oh,
you go through, you pare down, you've got your list of 200 people and you go, we can't invite all of them. How do we pare it down? You go by name and you think, could I just pull out my phone and FaceTime this person, have them answer, and we could have a conversation? If the answer is yes, they're coming to the wedding. If the answer is no, they're out. They're not invited to the wedding. And I thought no one would be at my wedding. Even my family, I text ahead and go, you guys free? Can you good for a FaceTime? How about this afternoon? Like, I schedule it. And does that make me, am I 100 years old? Am I ancient? Or am I sane? Because to me, it seems crazy to just pull your phone out and FaceTime somebody.
Really?
Yeah, it seems insane.
Do you do that?
Yeah. I'll FaceTime my friends.
When you're hammered or
no.
When?
I used to do that to you at concerts. I should do that again.
You did FaceTime me. Yeah. Did I answer?
You answered a couple.
But even that, like, you probably knew she's at the concert. So, okay.
But yes, I'll FaceTime friends and we won't say anything. We'll just sit there in silence.
What are you talking
really?
About?
Because there's nights where, like, I don't want to be alone. And so I'll just FaceTime and we're alone together.
I will.
So they're just at their house too. Yeah. And you're both just watching TV, watching different stuff? Or?
Yeah.
And you don't say at the beginning, let's
we
just be quiet.
We might say, like, hey, whatever. And then the conversation fizzles out and
you
just
don't hang up.
Is that weird? No,
there are seven things I want to explore here. Because I can't even believe you're saying this. That you really do that.
Yeah. I feel like it's more common than you think.
Are you just too...
To not talk? Is your face still on it?
Sometimes.
Or do you just are they just looking at your ceiling like...
Or I'll be like on Instagram, so like the camera cuts off, but we're still together.
But you're not talking?
Yeah.
And they can't see
you're
you.
You're not together?
And you don't need to state like, hey, I just need to be with somebody. Like the conversation. So that's what I'm wondering. The conversation just fizzles out and then you don't want to be, are you just both too nervous to hang up?
No, or
like,
is there a moment of like, don't want to.
Don't want to, but you're not doing anything.
Yeah.
But we're together.
You're.
Okay. So do you.
Okay. I would have people at my wedding. Okay. That's the point of it.
Yeah. To be totally honest, you would. No one would answer. Josh would answer my FaceTime. But only because Josh drunk FaceTimes the time.
Yeah, I've gotten some from him.
100% you have. I've been at his house and he's like, let's just get Aaron. And I'm like,
I have the video
what?
Saved because he left a FaceTime like voicemail
you can
or whatever.
It's
yeah.
so hilarious. I'm like, what
it.
Are you doing?
Yeah.
Get Aaron. I don't want to be alone.
What? Like, do you answer? Would you answer?
It depends where I am. I would answer. It never happens. My friends don't FaceTime me. My family doesn't. I mean, we like set up a FaceTime. To do, but if it happened and I was at home and in a place, I would, but I would never pick up like if I were out of public. If I were here, I wouldn't answer a FaceTime. If I was at a concert, I wouldn't like, I would have to be
well,
at
noted.
Home, like
gosh.
On the coach, on the couch, like positioned and ready to FaceTime. Does that make me an old person?
Yes. Makes you a very lonely, old, codgery.
Hey, look, I'm getting a FaceTime. Hey, bud.
Aaron answered.
Oh, I am too. How do I do this? Hold on, let me get my glasses on.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We got to do like a you be the judge kind of thing.
Okay.
I don't know what's going on lately. I know we bring up these news stories and then we kind of kick them around and then we ask you to text in to 51059, sort of picking a side. You be the judge.
Mm-hmm.
But lately it feels like T-Hack and I are never on the same team.
No. Mm-mm. Always opposite.
And I need to know, are you doing this on purpose?
I don't know.
Have you had a head injury?
No.
Or have you always been this stupid and I'm just now realizing it? option two. Got it. Okay. No,
I asked the same questions of you.
Nope. Checkmate. Okay, good. There's a school teacher who basically came out. She went on TikTok and said... she knew already it's going to be an unpopular opinion, but she's like, if your kid's having a birthday party at school, you can bring treats in.
Totally fine. Yep.
But it can't be cupcakes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I thought it was going to be because my son has gone through this. Like, you can't make things at home and bring it in. You have to purchase them at a place where it's like nut free for allergens and stuff.
Cause they don't trust you.
Right. So you can't, it's got to be store and it's got to have the label on it and stuff and all that. That's fine. But that's not why she wants to ban
cupcakes. She's saying she said they're a ginormous mess and the kids honestly don't eat them that well. She's like, bring frosted sugar cookies, lame. Bring donuts.
Ooh, no. Ooh, yeah.
Donuts are just as messy as a cupcake.
No.
She said donuts or ice cream cups with sprinkles. Anything with sprinkles is messy.
No, not a cup because you use a spoon. And that's the issue with cupcakes, and that's why I'm on her side. There's no utensil to use for it. You can kind of use a fork. It doesn't really work.
And most
a kid
of the time,
can't use a fork on a cupcake.
Yeah, most of the time when I see kids eat cupcakes anyways, they are just licking the frosting off.
Okay, that's not messy. How's that messy?
No, but then they take like one bite of the cake and then they
yeah, the cake just kind of crumbles and yeah. then the kids are messy.
You're saying a sugar cookie doesn't crumble? Literally, you ever heard this phrase? That's how the cookie crumbles.
I always pictured a chocolate chip cookie.
I don't
not
care
a sugar.
What cookie, whatever cookie, it crumbles. So what's her issue? Frosting? She just asked for frosted cookies.
No, I'm anti-cupcake. I'm with her. Just cupcakes
you
in general.
You don't get to... is the party for them or for you? Maybe she doesn't like cupcakes, but that's not my problem.
Well, it's in her classroom. Her
yeah,
classroom,
but it's not,
her rules.
It's not, that's not... No. It doesn't... it's not her party.
They should do mini ones, though.
Yes, like mini cupcakes all day. All day.
Yeah.
Oh, those two bites?
Yeah.
Hack okay. can put two in his mouth at a time.
Now those I like because you can just pop them in. I don't like the regular cupcakes. And then there's this hack. Have you seen this where you're supposed
you take
to
the bottom?
Yes!
The
top. It's not a hack. It's the way
no,
cupcakes.
It just falls apart. The bottom cup.
The frosting like oozes between.
Yeah, it's just like now the now
what frosting are you guys get? Oh, you guys like that nasty grocery store frosting.
No, the good, yeah, the buttercream, like the good just
no. It's too fluffy. No. You go to Happy Bake Shop in the Highlands, I think is where they are okay. still. They used to be called Happy Cakes. They have chocolate. I shouldn't even say this because I love these cupcakes so much. I don't want people to. It's a chocolate salted caramel. Mm. There's caramel on the inside of the cupcake.
Nice.
There's a buttercream caramely frosting and a milk dud on top of that bad boy.
So then you wow. can't take it apart.
You can
because
you're fine. Trust me.
Really?
I can fire it out. Huh?
You can't take the bottom off.
You kind of can.
How?
Just you pop it off and
then
it might get a little caramel on your lip. You're fine.
And it's hard. I think it's hard for the kids to like get the little paper off of the cupcake too, because you end up kind of you're clawing away at the cake. It's just it is messy.
Let me just see if I have this correct. If that's all right.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just lowest common denominatoring this thing. If the kids don't know how to do it, we should just stop doing it. Oh, my kid doesn't understand fractions. Drop them.
Thank you. I'm just kidding.
No, you just then teach the kids to take the frosting off.
But that's not what the teacher's responsibility is to do. The teacher's responsibility is like, we're having a break from the lesson to enjoy a quick snack, celebrate your birthday. I'm not going to teach you how to eat a
cupcake.
Which
would you prefer, though? Like, if they were to bring in a round 8-inch cake or whatever and slice it, or a cupcake.
No, kids can't use forks, Aaron. Didn't you hear
that
earlier?
I don't know,
I don't know how to use a fork.
They should use a fork, but you can on a cupcake. So
why can't you? If you can use a cup, if you can use a fork on a piece of cake, why can't you?
You can
use it.
Yeah, absolutely.
No, you can't. Because it's not even the cupcake. It spreads out over. You have to like cut it at an angle.
Yeah, it's just spread out on the plate.
That sounds like a mess for a kid.
On
grade,
the plate,
what grade
and then
is
you
she
throw
teaching?
It away.
What grade?
I know in the history of this show, we've had really dumb arguments, but like if there's a piece of cake on a plate and you have a fork, it's exactly the same as a cupcake on a plate. Exactly the same. Same potential for mess, same potential for everything.
No, because you don't have the paper. The paper adds to the mess. You're clawing away at it.
How about the teacher takes the paper off when she puts them on the plate?
How about the teacher teaches something like worthwhile learning? Like it's all we're already wasting more time. Happy birthday to just have the treat and get on
cupcakes,
with it.
Cupcakes, yes. Cupcakes, no. Text now to 51059.
Like, she
but
knows-
understand, if you say cupcakes, no, I'm coming to your house with cupcakes.
That sounds
okay,
great.
Yeah.
All right, let me text in.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 1059.
I just discovered for the 9,249th time that I'm a bad parent.
Oh, why?
There's a list of items that every parent should keep in the car.
You know what? I don't think it's just every parent. I honestly think it could be every person.
Every person?
Yeah.
Well, like one of the parenting things you should have in the car is extra clothes for everyone.
Yeah.
Do you have extra clothes in your... Oh,
I don't right now, but I did. Not for that reason, a-hole. Wait, I do have extra clothes for that reason, but that's different. Hold on.
Take back the a-hole.
No, you're still one. But no, I used to keep extra clothes in my car when my sister was sick because I would go to the hospital
oh,
and
man.
Stay the night. And
do
then,
you know how good you are at that?
Yeah.
God, that's so good. I have to shut it down. I was trying to call her a whore, and now you made it about that.
That too.
Right.
Okay. But I started it because of that, and then I was like, this is convenient. This is
super convenient.
Yeah.
Walk of shame is fully different.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get it.
yeah, you're like, no, I'm just out for a jog. Don't look over here again. Yeah. Don't mind the heels.
But yeah, I'm like, I don't have that. Do you have extra clothes in your... No, so, probably not your car.
No.
Because your car is not the family car.
No, it's not. I just take my son to school in it. So we're just... He's barely in it. And the thing, we definitely have extra clothes for the kids, but not ourselves. That's a good tip. Mm-hmm. Because if something if the kid has a blowout on you, well, you can change the kid. But then what do you do?
I would say this. I feel like you should have extra shirts in your car just from ketchup injuries.
Injuries.
Well, you know what I mean. Like, he's a fast food nut.
Mm-hmm. He's and not I feel hurting like, himself over
no,
it.
No, you know what I mean. He's like, yes. Ah, oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm hit.
Like, I need just,
I've been shot.
Right. Like, you.
Yeah, I need a shirt that doesn't have the scent of Culver's on it. I just need a clean,
yeah,
just a nice colognedup shirt so I can do my Culver's run and then put the clean shirt on.
Yeah, no, I had a massive taco stain at Alive at 5 on my shirt and I just had to deal with it.
You literally, like,
it was
an hour before Alive at 5 started, I was like, what have you, you know people are going to see you.
Yeah, yeah, it was not great.
Did you get any taco in your mouth?
I think a little bit.
It was like, wasn't it a skin color shirt?
It was white. It was like one of the rare times that I wear.
There was
white.
Amount of soda water was good. We just spread it.
Yeah.
Made it a bigger issue. Mm-hmm. I walked to the Be a Good Person store to buy extra clothes that day because we were in Rhino when she had her stain.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh.
I didn't buy anything for her because she's not my child.
Yeah.
Do you guys have a road atlas?
A what? I'm sorry.
Yeah, you said it's that really.
It's a map. Like if the grid went down and your GPS didn't work, nor did your phone, do you have a way to find your way around places?
Why don't they just say a map?
A road atlas is like a... Oh my God.
What's the difference?
It's just... Yes. But it's... A map is...
A paper map?
It's just huge and only big.
Okay. No, I don't.
I don't think I do either. I wouldn't know how to read it even if I did. If I needed to, I'd use it to like keep the sun out of the windshield.
Do you have bandages in your car?
Yes. No. I keep them in my backpack.
That's smart.
I used to. I should have them again. I need, I literally have none of the things we've said so far do I have.
Mm.
Even though I'm desperate for a walk of shame, I don't even have the clothes.
Oh gosh. Manifest it. Put some clothes in your car and.
You think that's how it works?
I don't know.
Put some heels in your car. Yeah.
Activity books?
No.
We do. My wife does. I don't. But in the family car, yeah. Yeah, a little, yeah.
See, what I'm saying is you're a better parent than me. I'm just going to keep going through the list and prove a toolkit. I'm the most handy guy I know, and I don't.
Mm-mm. The only tool in my car is driving. It's me.
Let's be honest. Your wife drives.
She does. It's
hand sanitizer.
Yes.
I think so, yeah. But I don't.
Use it.
Yeah, for what? I don't.
We all got kind of turned off, like after COVID. Now I don't even believe in it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, screw you, hand sanitizer.
Yeah. I hate the one around the corner to the bathroom because sometimes I take the corner too tight and my shoulder
right there.
And it squirts.
Yeah. You know what would help?
What?
Extra clothes in your car.
Ah. Yeah. Yeah.
Bath towels.
No. I don't think so. No, we have like a blanket.
That's a good one.
Double as a...
What?
Everyone, you got to have a trunk blanket.
Blanket is in there, but I just I don't have
for
it.
For like you go to... concert breaks out or something. You just need a blanket, like a game, you know?
Can I manifest with a blanket? Maybe we can have relations in the car?
Ooh.
If you want to, sure.
It's good, yeah.
I used to keep a sled in my car during the winter. Because you never know.
Slut. What did you say?
A sled.
Oh.
Sled.
I mean, she's
driving
in there too.
Okay, the last one that I want to get to is napkins.
Yeah, I have a lot of napkins in my car.
Text in 51059 if you're shocked by that statement.
It actually became a problem. My glove box was full of napkins from all the fast food places I went. Because you always end up with a couple extra. You grab a stack, right? And then you're just like...
God, I always grab an obscene stack. I'm such a jerk. That's real bad.
Yeah.
But then what do you do? Because there's like three or four left over afterwards.
You can't put them back.
Right. And you can't throw them away. That feels wasteful. So you take them with you. You put them in the glove box. And then the glove box is just overfull. And then you can't find your insurance when you get pulled over. And you give them a gold
snap. I can just picture the officer just like, excuse me? What are you shuffling through?
I'll sort this out. They know me there.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So I got a story of a guy who just went for a swim and ended up in jail.
Oh.
What?
Yeah.
Outrageous. I have a story.
Okay. Yeah. This is going to be real hard for me today because I felt like you didn't sell the outrageous. Like if you're going to say outrageous, you got to go like, outrageous. You don't just go outrageous.
No.
You just can't. It's be, like, no, you can go like, oh my God, that's amazing. You have to say like amazing.
Yeah.
Right? But he's like, outrageous.
Put some feeling in it.
Yeah,
outrageous. But the word does the heavy lifting for
him. No, it doesn't, dude.
Well, I have an outrageous story where if you're going to commit a crime, especially a robbery, discretion is key.
Wow.
All right, I get it. You're right. That was, I don't like that at all.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story is out of Madagascar. A guy went in to rob a bank.
Oh boy.
Uh-oh. Got the cash.
Yeah.
And he remembered the old banking rule. Before you leave the bank, what do you do when they get the money?
Run?
Yeah. No,
you count it. You gotta count it to make sure you got everything.
If you're getting a withdrawal from your actual account, okay. Yes.
Well, that's what this guy, I guess.
You're robbing.
He got things a little confused.
Yeah. Old habits die hard.
Run.
Well, when he stopped to count his money, he couldn't quite see it very well, so that darn ski mask he was wearing was just getting in the way.
No.
So he pulled the mask up above his face so he could count the money, and he was visible to everyone in the bank, including the security cameras. They saw exactly what he looked like.
Was it actually like four penguins in disguise?
I get it.
Oh, good. It's
the penguins in Madagascar.
Yeah.
This would be me. I worked in retail and you have to face the money. They all have to face the same way, and it drove me nuts doing it, and now I can't not do it.
So you'd be the robber? Hold up. Are all the bills facing the same?
Can you organize them a little bit for me? Have some couth.
All right, my story comes out of Florida! So a dude fell out the back of a boat into the water.
Poor guy.
Actually, two different dudes fell into the lake whilst boating. And they were flailing around quite a bit. So eventually people called the popo. And popo came. By the time the police got there, the men had been rescued by another boat. But the popo just decided to talk to him anyway, and they gave fake names like, you know, hi, I'm Tom Smith. And so the popo checked it out. Turns out, super felon.
Oh, no.
All he had to do was fall off a boat, and he fell straight into the clink.
Oh, bud.
From the drink to the clink, he was taken to jail for 6 outstanding warrants and lying to the popo.
Wow. Mm.
Yeah.
He got a nice dry pair of clothes.
He sure did. Those were all the stupid people we could find for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice 105.9.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9. I feel like I'm getting older.
You have mentioned that. You've like really started paying attention to your body and your mind and
yeah, and I'm feeling
you're grumpy.
Yeah, I'm feeling grumpy and old and out of a little more out of touch than I used to be, definitely. But I want to know if it's me or hi. It's me. I'm the problem. No, if anyone agrees with it, with me on this or not, I
feel weird responding at all.
Why?
Because I think you guys think of me as a codger sometimes. Like, although I know listeners think I'm grumpy.
Listeners think that you are pissed.
I'm not
just
though,
all the time.
But like, here's what people don't understand. Off air. He's more grumpy than I am.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Like Tia just walks around like, rugged, and you're like, what the? What?
I
don't know what happened to you.
I don't know. I haven't always been that way. Do you think it's recent or have I always?
It's definitely.
It's always been there, but maybe it was a little more suppressed and now you're comfortable.
So does that mean
showing it?
Yeah. Is he more comfortable?
I don't know.
Or is it just getting worse?
Maybe both.
Yeah. Am I really getting older and becoming a codger? Yeah,
you're an old codger.
It's an elderly man, especially one who is old-fashioned or eccentric. Which
you're definitely not eccentric. You're just kind of a D. Okay.
That might be a little.
No,
far.
I'm just.
I thought you were kind of eccentric. That's what I was saying.
No, I'm not eccentric. Am I?
Do you like the finer things?
Yeah, but I don't think that's. I think eccentric is.
I need to look up the definition of eccentric.
Oh, my God. You're listening to three people Googling words. Now let's look up.
Unconventional and slightly strange.
I think eccentric is when you would go buy, like, just some ridiculous thing. Like, something that nobody needs. You're just like, oh, I have a.
I've always heard eccentric to me never seems like a compliment. They're always like, oh, you know, my aunt, she's eccentric. And that's like, we get it.
Trying to say bat guano crazy without insulting.
Yeah,
her.
That's what it always feels like.
But I don't think it's
like.
Bad. I think it's like she's weird, but it's kind of a cool weird.
A fun weird?
Yeah.
Like, let's go to Vegas with
like
her.
Like a Miss Frizzle.
I don't know what that is.
Magic school bus.
Boy. Here it is.
You are a codger.
I honestly have no idea what you're saying.
You don't know what the Magic School Bus is?
No, what is that?
It was a cartoon, and Miss Frizzle was the teacher, and they would shrink down the bus and go on adventures.
Why would you shrink it down? Why can't you go on a bus as a full?
Because you get to go inside a person.
Go into your stomach and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. That's stupid. I'm just saying.
All right.
We had cool shows back in my day. We used to watch shows about a coyote chasing a bird. Probably.
That's right. Yeah. Well, maybe I'm more. Maybe my grumpiness is more eccentric. But what's happened is I saw this thing on TikTok.
Yeah.
And it was a young woman talking, and she said, if you're planning a wedding, here's the test to do to know if somebody should be invited or not invited.
Okay.
So here's what you do.
Oh,
you go through,
yeah.
you pare down, you've got your list of 200 people, and you go, we can't invite all of them. How do we pare it down? You go by name, and you think, could I just pull out my phone and FaceTime this person? Have them answer, and we could have a conversation. If the answer is yes, they're coming to the wedding. If the answer is no, they're out. They're not invited to the wedding. And I thought no one would be at my wedding. Even my family.
My
family, I text ahead and go, you guys free? Can you good for a FaceTime? How about this afternoon? Like, I schedule it. And does that make me, am I 100 years old? Am I ancient? Or am I sane? Because to me, it seems crazy to just pull your phone out and FaceTime somebody.
Really?
Yeah, that seems insane.
Do you do that?
Yeah. I'll FaceTime my friends.
When you're hammered or
no.
When?
I used to do that to you at concerts. I should do that again.
Did FaceTime me.
Yeah.
Did I answer?
You answered a couple.
But even that, like, you probably knew she's at the concert. So, okay.
But yes, I'll FaceTime friends and we won't say anything. We'll just sit there in silence.
What are you talking
really?
About?
Really?
Because there's nights where, like, I don't want to be alone. And so I'll just FaceTime and we're alone together.
I will.
So they're just at their house too, yeah. And you're both just watching TV, watching different stuff, or
yeah.
And you don't say at the beginning, let's
we
just
might
be
say
quiet.
Like, hey, whatever. And then the conversation fizzles out and,
you
just,
don't hang up.
No. Is that weird? No.
This
so
is, like, there are seven things I want to explore here. Because I can't even believe you're saying this. That you really do that.
Yeah. I feel like it's more common than you think.
Are you just too.
To not talk? Is your face still on it?
Sometimes.
Or do you just like, are they just looking at your ceiling like?
Or I'll be like on Instagram, so like the camera cuts off, but we're still together.
But you're not talking.
Yeah.
And they can't see
you're
you.
You're not together. But
yeah, and you don't need to state like, hey, I just need to be with somebody. Like the conversation. So that's what I'm wondering. The conversation just fizzles out, and then you don't want to be. Are you just both too nervous to hang up?
No, or
like,
you is there both a moment just of don't like, want to.
Don't want to, but you're not doing anything.
Yeah.
But we're together.
You're.
So do you,
okay, I would have people at my wedding. Okay, that's the point of it.
Yeah, to be totally honest, you would. No one would answer. Josh would answer my FaceTime, but only because Josh drunk FaceTimes all the time.
Yeah, I've gotten some from him.
100%, you have. I've been at his house, and he's like, "Let's just get Aaron." And I'm like,
"I have the video
what?
Saved because he left a FaceTime like voicemail
you can
or whatever."
It's
yeah,
so hilarious. I'm like, "What are you doing?"
Yeah,
get Aaron. I don't want to be alone.
What, like? Do you answer? Would you answer?
It depends where I am. I would answer. It never happens. My friends don't FaceTime me. My family doesn't. I mean, we like set up a FaceTime to do. But if it happened and I was at home and in a place, I would. But I would never pick up like if I were out of public. If I were here, I wouldn't answer a FaceTime. If I was at a concert, I wouldn't like. I would have to be
well
at
noted.
Home, like
gosh.
On the couch, like positioned and ready to FaceTime. Does that make me an old person?
Yes. It makes you a very lonely, old, codgery.
Hey, look, I'm getting a FaceTime. Hey, bud.
Aaron answered.
Oh, I am too. How do I do this? Hold on, let me get my glasses on.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We got to do like a you be the judge kind of thing.
Okay.
I don't know what's going on lately. I know we bring up these news stories and then we kind of kick them around and then we ask you to text in to 51059, sort of picking a side. You be the judge.
Mm-hmm.
But lately it feels like T-Hack and I are never on the same team.
No. Mm-mm. Always opposite.
And I need to know, are you doing this on purpose?
I don't know.
Have you had a head injury?
No.
Or have you always been this stupid and I'm just now realizing it? option two. Got it. Okay. No,
I asked the same questions of you.
Nope. Checkmate. Okay, good. There's a school teacher who basically came out. She went on TikTok and said she knew already it's going to be an unpopular opinion, but she's like, if your kid's having a birthday party at school, you can bring treats in.
Totally fine. Yep.
But it can't be cupcakes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I thought it was going to be because my son has gone through this. Like, you can't make things at home and bring it in. You have to purchase them at a place where it's like nut-free, it's for allergens and stuff.
Because they don't trust you.
Right. So you can't, it's got to be store and it's got to have the label on it and stuff. And all that, that's fine. But that's not why she wants to ban
cupcakes. She's saying
they're
just, she said they're ginormous, they're a ginormous mess and the kids honestly don't eat them that well. She's like, bring frosted sugar cookies, lame. Bring donuts.
Ooh, no. Ooh, yeah.
Donuts are just as messy as a cupcake.
No.
She said donuts or ice cream cups with sprinkles. Anything with sprinkles is messy.
No, not a cup because you use a spoon. And that's the issue with cupcakes, and that's why I'm on her side. There's no utensil to use for it. You can kind of use a fork. It doesn't really work.
And most
a kid
of the time,
can't use a fork on a cupcake.
Yeah, most of the time when I see kids eat cupcakes anyways, they are just licking the frosting off.
Okay, that's not messy. How's that messy?
No, but then they take like one bite of the cake and then
The cake just kind of crumbles and then the kids are messy.
You're saying a sugar cookie doesn't crumble? Literally, you ever heard this phrase? That's how the cookie crumbles.
I always pictured a chocolate chip cookie.
I don't
not
care
a sugar.
What cookie, whatever cookie, it crumbles. So what's her issue? Frosting? She just asked for frosted cookies.
No, I'm anti-cupcake. I'm with her. Just cupcakes
you
in general.
You don't get to... is the party for them or for you? Maybe she doesn't like cupcakes, but that's not my problem.
Well, it's in her classroom. Her classroom,
it's not,
her rules.
It's not... That's not... No. It doesn't... It's not her party.
They should do mini ones, though.
Yes, like mini cupcakes all day. All day.
Yeah.
Oh, those 2 bites?
Yeah.
Hack can put 2 in his mouth at a time.
Those I like because you can just pop them in. I don't like the regular cupcakes. And then there's this hack. Have you seen this where
you take the bottom?
The top. It's not a hack. It's the way cupcakes.
It just falls apart. The bottom cup.
The frosting like oozes between.
Yeah, it's just like now
what frosting are you guys get? Oh, you guys like that nasty grocery store frosting.
No, the good, yeah, the buttercream, like the good just
frosting. It's too fluffy. No. You go to Happy Bake Shop in the Highlands, I think is where they are.
Okay.
Still. They used to be called Happy Cakes. They have chocolate. I shouldn't even say this because I love these cupcakes so much. I don't want people to. It's a chocolate salted caramel. Mm. There's caramel on the inside of the cupcake.
Nice.
There's a buttercream caramely frosting and a milk dud on top of that bad boy.
So then you can't take it apart.
You can because you're fine. Trust me.
Really?
I can fire it out. Huh?
You can't take the bottom off.
You kind of can.
How?
Just you pop it off and there might get a little caramel on your lip. You're fine.
And it's hard. I think it's hard for the kids to like get the little paper off of the cupcake too, because you end up kind of you're clawing away at the cake. It's just it is messy.
Let me just see if I have this correct. If that's all right.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just lowest common denominatoring this thing. If the kids don't know how to do it, we should just stop doing it. Oh, my kid doesn't understand fractions. Drop them.
Thank you. I'm just kidding.
No, you just then teach the kids to take the frosting off.
But that's not what the teacher's responsibility is to do. The teacher's responsibility is like, we're having a break from the lesson to enjoy a quick snack, celebrate your birthday. I'm not going to teach you how to eat a
cupcake.
Which
would you prefer, though? Like, if they were to bring in a round 8-inch cake or whatever and slice it, or a cupcake.
No, kids can't use forks, Aaron. Didn't you hear that earlier?
I don't know which
should
be easier.
I don't know how to use a fork.
They should use a fork, but you can on a cupcake. So
why can't you? If you can use a fork on a piece of cake, why can't you use it?
Yeah. Absolutely.
No, you can't. Because it's not even. The cupcake, it spreads out over. You have to like cut it at an angle.
It's just going
to
spread out on the plate.
That sounds like a mess. What grade?
I know in the history of the show, we've had really dumb arguments. But like, if there's a piece of cake on a plate and you have a fork, it's exactly the same as a cupcake on a plate. Exactly the same. Same potential for mess. Same potential for everything.
No, because you don't have the paper. The paper adds to the mess. You're clawing away at it.
How about the teacher takes the paper off when she puts them on the plate?
How about the teacher teaches something like worthwhile learning? Like it's all we've already wasted more time. Happy birthday too. Just have the treat and get on
cupcakes,
with it.
Cupcakes, yes. Cupcakes, no. Text now to 51059.
She knows.
But understand, if you say cupcakes, no, I'm coming to your house with cupcakes.
That sounds great.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, let me text in.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
I just discovered for the 9,249th time that I'm a bad parent.
Oh, why?
There's a list of items that every parent should keep in the car.
You know what? I don't think it's just every parent. I honestly think it could be every person.
Every person?
Yeah.
Well, like one of the parenting things you should have in the car is extra clothes for everyone.
Yeah.
Do you have extra clothes in your... Oh.
I don't right now, but I did. Not for that reason, a-hole. Wait, I do have extra clothes for that reason, but that's different. Hold on.
Take back the a-hole.
No, you're still one. But no, I used to keep extra clothes in my car when my sister was sick because I would go to the hospital stay the night. And
do you
then
know how good you are at that?
Yeah.
God, that's so good. I have to shut it down. I was trying to call her a whore, and now you made it about that.
That too.
Right. Okay.
But I started it because of that, and then I was like, this is convenient.
Super convenient.
Yeah.
Walk of shame is fully different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah, like, no, I'm just out for a jog. Don't look over here again. Yeah. Don't mind the heels.
But yeah, I'm like, I don't have that. Do you have extra clothes in your... No, so, probably not your car.
Because
your car is not the family car.
No, it's not. I just take my son to school in it. So he's barely in it. And the thing, we definitely have extra clothes for the kids, but not ourselves. That's a good tip. Mm-hmm. Because if the kid has a blowout on you, well, you can change the kid. But then what do you do?
I would say this. I feel like you should have extra shirts in your car just from ketchup injuries.
Injuries.
Well, you know what I mean? Like, he's a fast food nut.
Mm-hmm. He's not hurting himself over it.
No, you know what I mean? He's like, yes. I'm hit.
Like, I need just.
I've been shot.
Right. Like you.
Yeah, I need a shirt that doesn't have the scent of Culver's on it. I just need a clean.
Yeah.
Just a nice cologned up shirt so I can do my Culver's run and then put shirt on.
Yeah, no, I had a massive taco stain at Alive at 5 on my shirt and I just had to deal with it.
You literally, like
it was the
an
first
hour
bite.
Before Alive at 5 started, I was like, what have you, people are going to see you.
Yeah, yeah, it was not
what,
great.
Did you get any taco in your mouth?
I think a little bit.
Wasn't it a skin color shirt?
It was white. It was like one of the rare times that I wear.
There was
white.
Amount of soda water was good. We just spread it.
Yeah.
Made it a bigger issue. Mm-hmm. I walked to the Be a Good Person store to buy extra clothes that day because we were in Rhino when had her stain.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Oh. I didn't buy anything for her because she's not my child.
Yeah.
Do you guys have a road atlas?
A what? I'm sorry.
Yeah, you said
it's
that
a
really...
map. Like if the grid went down and your GPS didn't work, nor did your phone, do you have a way to find your way around places?
Why don't they just say a map?
A road atlas is like a... Oh my God.
What's the difference?
It's just... Yes. But it's... A map is...
A paper map?
It's just huge and only big...
Okay. No, I don't.
I don't think I do either. I wouldn't know how to read it even if I did. If I needed to, I'd use it to like keep the sun out of the windshield.
Do you have bandages in your car?
Yes. No. I keep them in my backpack.
That's smart.
I used to. I should have them again. I need, I literally have none of the things we've said so far do I have.
Mm.
Even though I'm desperate for a walk of shame, I don't even have the clothes.
Oh gosh. Manifest it. Put some clothes in your car and.
You think that's how it works?
I don't know.
Put some heels in your car.
Activity books?
No.
We do. My wife does. I don't. But in the family car,
See, what I'm saying is you're a better parent than me. I'm just going to keep going through the list.
Oh, wow.
And prove a toolkit. I'm the most handy guy I know, and I don't.
Mm-mm. The only tool in my car is driving. It's me.
Let's be honest. Your wife drives.
She does. It's
hand
not her.
Sanitizer.
Yes.
I think so, yeah. But I don't.
Use it.
Yeah, for what? I don't.
We all got kind of turned off. Like, after COVID, now I don't even believe in it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, screw you, hand sanitizer.
Yeah. I hate the one around the corner to the bathroom because sometimes I take the corner too tight and my shoulder
right there.
And it squirts.
Yeah. You know what would help?
What?
Extra clothes in your car.
Ah.
Yeah.
Bath towels.
No. I don't think so. No. We have like a blanket.
That's a good one.
Double as a.
What?
Everyone, you got to have a trunk blanket.
Blanket is in there, but I just don't have
for
it.
For like concert breaks out or something. You just need a blanket, like a game, you know? You just
pull the blanket. Is that if I can I manifest with a blanket? Maybe we can have relations in the car?
Ooh.
If you want to, sure.
It's good. Yeah.
I used to keep a sled in my car during the winter. Because you never know.
Slut. What did you say?
A sled.
Oh.
Sled.
I mean,
look who's
she's
driving.
In there too.
Okay, the last one that I want to get to is napkins.
Yeah, I have a lot of napkins in my car.
Text in 51059 if you're shocked by that statement.
It actually became a problem. My glove box was full of napkins from all the fast food places I went. Because you always end up with a couple extra. You grab a stack, right? And then there's like...
God, I always grab an obscene stack. I'm such a jerk. That's real bad.
Yeah.
But then what do you do? Because there's like three or four left over afterwards.
You can't put them back.
Right. And you can't throw them away. That feels wasteful. So you take them with you. You put them in the glove box. And then the glove box is just overfull. And then you can't find your insurance when you get pulled over. And you give them a case.
I can just picture the officer just like, excuse me? What are you shuffling through?
I'll sort this out. They know me there.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So I got a story of a guy who just went for a swim and ended up in jail.
Oh.
What?
Yeah.
Outrageous. I have a story.
Okay. Yeah. This is going to be real hard for me today because I felt like you didn't sell the outrageous. Like if you're going to say outrageous, you got to go like, outrageous. You don't just go outrageous.
No.
You just can't.
It's
like,
no,
you can go like, oh my God, that's amazing. You have to say like amazing.
Yeah.
Right? But he's like, outrageous.
Put some feeling in it.
Yeah,
outrageous. But the word does the heavy lifting for
it. No, it doesn't, dude.
Well, I have an outrageous story where if you're going to commit a crime, especially a robbery, discretion is key.
Wow.
All right, I get it. You're right. That was. I don't like that at all.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story is out of Madagascar. A guy went in to rob a bank.
Oh boy.
Got the cash.
Oh. Yeah.
And he remembered the old banking rule. Before you leave the bank, what do you do when they get the money?
Run?
Yeah. No,
you count it. You got to count it to make sure you got everything.
If you're Dave, you're getting a withdrawal from your actual account. Okay. Yes.
Well, that's what this guy, I guess.
You're robbing.
You got things a little confused.
Yeah. Old habits die hard. Well, when he stopped to count his money, he couldn't quite see it very well. So that darn ski mask he was wearing was just getting in the way.
No.
So he pulled the mask up above his face so he could count the money. And he was visible to everyone in the bank, including the security cameras. They saw exactly what he looked like.
Was it actually like four penguins in disguise?
I get it.
Oh, good.
It's the penguins in Madagascar.
Yeah.
This would be me. I worked in retail and you have to face the money. They all have to face the same way, and it drove me nuts doing it, and now I can't not do it.
So you'd be the robber?
Yes.
Hold up. Yeah. Are all the bills facing the same?
Can you organize them a little bit for me? Have some couth.
All right, my story comes out of Florida! So a dude fell out the back of a boat into the water.
Poor guy.
Actually, two different dudes fell into the lake whilst boating. And they were flailing around quite a bit. So eventually people called the popo. And popo came. By the time the police got there, the men had been rescued by another boat. But the popo just decided to talk to him anyway, and they gave fake names like, you know, hi, I'm Tom Smith. And so the popo checked it out. Turns out, super felon.
Oh, no.
All he had to do was fall off the boat, and he fell straight into the clink.
Oh, bud.
From the drink to the clink, he was taken to jail for 6 outstanding warrants and lying to the popo.
Wow.
Yeah.
He got a nice dry pair of clothes.
He sure did. Those were all the stupid people we could find for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.